established, that dreadful way it was established, there was one possibility of hope. The international community said Jerusalem will be an international open city for all the world's faith, the great three faiths, and for everybody else. And Israel destroyed that, annexing everything and claiming it for itself. Yes. The United Church of Canada has taken some stances. I'm not satisfied with how far they've gone, by the way, but let me tell you something. Back in the 60s and 70s, there were people in the United Church who were fighting for the Palestinians, and one of them was Al Forrest. He was the editor of the United Church Observer. He wrote a book after he'd come back from his travels in the Middle East. He wrote a book called The Unholy Land, and he urged the church to start working on behalf of the Palestinians. The church turned its back on him. He died of a heart attack, but we know he died of a broken heart. That's what happened. We have made a decision to boycott the settlement goods. I want to tell you something, that's not good enough. Where do the settlement goods come from? They come from through Israel. Boycott Israel. Forget the diddly with products from the West Bank. Let me tell you a story. A group of 10 United Church ministers with a wonderful Jewish woman who had been a Zionist and saw the corruption in the whole idea of Zionism. She was with us. We toured around. We were in Bethlehem. It was Easter Sunday, the great Christian celebration. An Israeli car with civilian people inside it passed through all the checkpoints. Israel, of course, builds walls and has totally enclosed Bethlehem. Okay, so the car came in and it rendezvoused with another car, a Palestinian car, filled with young Palestinians who were celebrating and joining and mixing and visiting their relatives and friends. They got out of the car and they started shooting. They killed Mohammed, the driver, instantly. His Christian friend, Danielle, sitting in the front seat, was pulled out. He was wounded. They shot him and killed him. They took the guy in the back seat away for questioning. You know what happened? It was an extrajudicial killing, and the guy in the back seat had to tell them, the Israelis, where they were going to be that afternoon, because if he didn't, his family would suffer at the hands of the Israelis. This is just the kind of stuff taken out of a Gestapo handbook, how to treat the occupied people. We came back and we were so eager to share what we had seen. We had a press conference. Word got out. The pro-Israeli community got up in arms. They attacked the United Church. The United Church separated itself from us, distanced itself from us, and I found out why. Why? Because some of the wealthy members in the church had said, we don't like this anti-Israeli talk, we don't like it, and we're going to take you out of our wills. It was up to the amount of millions of dollars. So you see, even a progressive church like the United Church of Canada has to struggle to maintain this justice issue. Catherine Wynn, a few weeks ago, with a whole horde of representatives from the corporations, went on a trade mission to Israel.
Shame.
It was like flies going over to carrion in the rotten country of Israel. It was horrible. And she is happy about all the opportunities to make deals with the Israelis. Not good enough. That's got to stop. A few days ago, the three amigos met in Parliament, and they were talking about human rights. And Obama, of all people, talking about human rights and justice, when he is one of the main supporters of Israel. Every presidential candidate, except senators, goes to APEC and bows down in acknowledgement of the power of the Jewish community in the US of A. That kind of stuff is happening in Canada too, and it's got to stop. It's got to stop.
Shame, shame.
So, our little group has produced a little, I've got them in my bag here, a piece of paper with all the members of Parliament who are in cabinet in Ottawa and all the members who are cabinet members here in the provincial cabinets. And it's time we got in their face and just not allow them to continue to do what they want to do as if nothing was happening to the Palestinians. They had been knocked off the table. Nobody's talking about them. Do they think we're stupid that we don't know what's happening? It's time for us, every one of us, to make a point of contacting our political leaders weekly, daily, face-to-face, by email, by postal, if there's a post office working, every single day, every single week, until they get the message that, hey, there's a problem here. We are being too naive about the Palestinian situation and Israeli atrocities. Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you very much. God bless.
Okay.
Thank you very much.